Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue walking through the Mass step by step. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. After the Creed and the prayers of the faithful, where we pray for four groups, the Pope and the leaders of the Church, for public authorities, for those burdened by difficulties, and for the local community, we then begin the second part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And this second part begins with the offertory, otherwise known as the preparation of the gifts. It's where we all sit down and the collection basket is passed around, and typically a family goes to the back of the church to bring up the gifts of the financial collection and the bread and the wine. Now, it would be easy to see this as an intermission where we take a breather from Mass, but something extremely significant is taking place. We're about to enter that part of the Mass in which the Holy Spirit makes the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus present on the altar. This isn't a ritual where we just recall the sacrifice of Calvary, because Calvary itself will be made present so that we can join in. But how and why? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. In the ancient church, instead of passing around a collection basket, everyone would go to the back of the church and then process forward, each person bringing gifts from their livelihood, foodstuffs, clothing materials, or silver and gold, plus the bread and wine to be used for the consecration. The deacons would place the bread and wine on the altar, while the rest was set aside to be distributed to the poor. The most striking part was that each person brought forth a gift, and that gift represented themselves. In their offertory gift, they gave themselves in love to God. Today, we no longer bring forward material gifts. Instead, we give the money that can purchase the same things to be used for the church and the poor. But the gift still signifies the same thing, our gift of self to God. Now, at this point in the Mass, the bread and wine represent us. Bread represents our labor, for it is produced by the sweat of the brow. And the wine that comes from grapes that are crushed in a wine press until the blood of the grapes runs out, stands for our suffering and endurance. We bring to the altar the bread of life's labor and the wine of life's suffering and endurance. We are offering our daily life. Now, the altar represents the cross, because it's the place that the sacrifice of Jesus is made present. So this symbolism is profound. When the bread and wine are placed on the altar, it signifies us mounting the cross with Christ, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. We've all heard people say, I just don't get anything out of Mass. But St. Paul pleads with us, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Jesus gave himself completely to the Father on the cross, and he makes Calvary present in the Mass so that we can join him. In this way, his sacrifice becomes ours, and ours becomes his. We should place ourselves on the paten with the host and pour ourselves out in trust into the chalice, offering all that is good and bad in us to be transformed. So when the gifts are placed on the altar, this is what we should be saying in our soul. Father, I give myself entirely to you, all my prayer, work, joy, and suffering, and I unite it to the sacrifice of your Son made present here, and I offer it for the good of my loved ones and the whole world. Then we too, like the bread and wine, are to be changed. We are to be transfigured. We come bringing ourselves to the sacrifice, and we are to leave renewed in Christ. As St. Paul says, I live now not with my own life, but with the life of Christ who lives in me. So the Mass is not about getting something. It's about giving something. It's about giving oneself entirely to God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The priest then lifts the bread and prays, Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. And we respond, Blessed be God forever. Next, the priest pours one drop of water into the wine while he prays, By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Here, the wine represents Christ, and the water, us. Notice that only the water is blessed. And what happens to that one drop of water? It becomes wine. This simple ritual expresses our whole faith. God became man so that we might become God, that we might share in the divinity of Christ by union with him. And how does this happen? Most importantly, by receiving the Eucharist. Then the priest prays, Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink, to which we respond, Blessed be God forever. Then he turns and says, Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. And we answer, May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Notice the priest does not say his sacrifice, but our sacrifice, because we too are on the altar, joined to Calvary with Jesus. And this is why incense may be directed to the assembly, to signify that we ourselves are part of the offering, rising like a fragrant sacrifice to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Next, the priest will say, "The Lord be with you," and we respond, "And with your spirit." And he invites us, "Lift up your hearts," to which we reply, "We lift them up to the Lord." Then he urges, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God," and we proclaim, "It is right and just." This is the moment of the great exchange. The priest invites us, "Lift up your hearts," and we say, "We lift them up to the Lord." St. Catherine of Siena prayed again and again, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Then in a vision, Jesus came to her, opened her side, and took her heart. He later returned and gave her his own sacred heart, burning with love, saying as he did so, "Dearest daughter, as I took your heart, now I give you mine, that you may live by it forever." Every Mass is an exchange of hearts. When the priest invites us, "Lift up your hearts," we give our heart to Jesus. And in Holy Communion, Jesus gives us his sacred heart in return. This is the climax of the offertory. We give him our heart. Then in communion, he gives us his. What a wonderful exchange. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to invite everyone praying with us. If you want to really learn your faith, if you want to learn how to pray, most of all, if you want to learn how to help your loved ones back to Christ in the church and really be equipped to do the greatest good for souls, our new cohort is forming for our spiritual mentoring program. And I want to invite you to apply today. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and then just click on the button for spiritual mentoring. Teresa, you were struck by us, the incense being directed toward us.
Did you read my mind or my face?
I read your face.
I didn't realize how transparent I am.
Well, I almost said, sometimes at this part of the Mass, we are incensed, but I didn't want to give the impression that we became angry.
Yeah, absolutely.
What caught your attention about that?
I think it's so amazing how experiencing this for 23 years, something like that can go so unnoticed and yet be so important. And it's obvious when you say it, because that's how we use incense, and I've heard it described as this representation of our prayers rising to heaven, but not quite like that, the way that we are incensed. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's not just that our prayers,
because it connects to what we just talked about with the sacrifice of the Mass.
Yes,
that it's not just what is sacrificed on that altar. We are supposed to sacrifice ourselves.
Yeah.
Attach ourselves to that sacrifice.
Yeah.
So we're all blessed as part of that sacrifice.
Yeah. You know, you think in ancient times, you say, sprinkle some incense, let the incense rise up to the gods. You know, it's part of a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And here the deacon comes out and he invites us to stand up, and then he directs the incense to us, mm-hmm, because we are the sacrifice.
I think it's one of the... This is a strange commentary to make. I think it's one of the coolest looking moments in the Mass, visibly. I can think of a handful of specific servers or deacons that in my head pop in when I'm imagining that moment. And they look so severe. And this moment when just a man reaches out, lifts his hand, and the whole congregation rises without a word is just so... It's captivating. The person I think of when I think of that moment, especially from college, because he served very often, is Cameron Czar. He's a very, we've been in a band together for years. He's a really goofy guy as well. But in that moment, there's just an intensity to it. and it's incredible. But I never, I was always like, what a nice moment, visibly. And I didn't think we are being blessed in this way.
Yeah. The liturgy is not a show, but it is a drama. And we're entering into the greatest drama in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering into sacrifice as part of the offering.
Mm-hmm. So that's really going to change how I experience that. Now I can think it's cool and cool with a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Mass is also the most powerful intercession in the world. So when those gifts are placed on the altar, we should also place our loved ones on the altar that have fallen away from the church that we're so anxious for them to return.
Mm.
Place them on the altar that this Mass can be offered for them as well. The greatest thing, the greatest good you can do for a fallen away loved one is go to daily Mass or Sunday Mass. But go to an extra Mass a week. Offer that Mass for their conversion. It's got infinite value. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.